This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. Ooh, we have a good episode today. It's kind of taking the notion of health and self-care and defining it in a way that gives us lots of places to dive in, lots of opportunities to start instead of this general overwhelming impression that, like, I need to change stuff. This is where this came from. Back in, I want to say, like, maybe May of this year of 2021, Ben Bergeron, who is a famous CrossFit coach, or at least I consider him famous, put out a post called Health in 100 Words. Health in 100 Words. And I kind of want to dive into it. It was really great. I'm going to read it to you. It was really great. But I think sometimes with things like that, we can see them. And then because there's so much to it and there's so many pieces of it and it's so multidimensional, we just feel like we could do better in all of these areas, but we're not really sure how to start, what that means, where we should start. And I want to preface this by saying there's really no perfect place to begin anything. The key is to not let yourself be overwhelmed by all of the options and just pick one and get started. I saw this post in May or whatever it was, and my question to myself was, what if I lived by or adopted all of this? And I'm like, well, that would be amazing, right? And then my next question was, well, where am I willing to start, right? Because I don't know about you, but it is ineffective for me to focus on all of the things. But I also know that if I lived by and adopted everything that I was ever inspired by, my life would look very different. I'd probably be a billionaire, and I'm not even exaggerating. If I truly lived by and adopted everything that I had read or been inspired by, my marriage would be probably 100 times better. My health would be significantly better. I would be more fit. I would be more organized, right? My home would be clean and free of clutter and all of those things. And I don't even think it's like this pipe dream. I don't think it's a pipe dream to think, wouldn't it be amazing if? I think what it calls us to do is slow down and say, well, where am I willing to start in implementation? Instead of continuing to operate by like saving things that are really cool and not ever living by them. So let me begin by reading to you this Health in 100 post, 100 Health in 100 Words post that, again, I took from Ben Bergeron, and we are going to break it down and talk about most of it a little bit more. This is it. Health in 100 Words. Create an environment in which it's easy to eat well, move often, sleep lots, think deeply, and create real connections. Be intentional. Don't just hope it happens. Chase what sets your heart on fire. Seek out challenges, feedbacks, and opportunities to serve something bigger than yourself. Respect your breath. Control your attention. Spend time outside. Recognize that health is a result of choices and luck. Focus on what you can control. Avoid defining health by any single number. Avoid fads and gurus. Avoid complaining and people that do. Optimize everything for consistency and sustainability. Treat yourself like someone who matters. That's Health in 100 Words. I get most excited about the first sentence, and that's where we're going to dive in, very appropriately so. Create an environment in which it's easy to eat well, move often, sleep lots, think deeply, and create real connections. Back in July, on one of our Saturday Q&A episodes, somebody asked something along the lines of, how can I make great choices even when I'm really tired? Because sometimes I work 13-hour shifts, and then because I'm so tired, I choose convenience foods, right? And that was like the thing. And by convenience foods, there was some context to their post. Their convenience foods were unhealthy foods. And this first statement speaks to that. Create an environment in which it's easy to eat well, move often, sleep lots, think differently, and connect and create real connections. What I shared back in that July episode was, if it is convenient for you to make unhealthy choices, then make it convenient to make healthy ones. And I shared that it's currently, hasn't always been this way, but currently by design in my life, it is inconvenient for me to make unhealthy food choices because I would have to get somebody to watch the baby or take the baby, get in the car, drive to the store, and buy something. It's just not here. It's just not here. And sometimes people say, well, my kids. Well, your kids don't need that stuff either. And honestly, you're creating their patterns for life. Create an environment in which it's easy to eat well. Create an environment in which it's not easy to not eat well, right? Make it more convenient. And it's not. And that's not just about food. This statement says, in which it's easy to eat well, move often, sleep lots, think deeply. What can you do to make whatever it is more convenient? Thinking deeply, I created a pattern for myself, a process for myself where I have 30 minutes of just thinking time. And it doesn't have to be cumulative 30 minutes uninterrupted, because with a baby, very little of my time is uninterrupted. But I find a lot of value, especially as a business owner, and even as a homeowner, to just like thinking and coming up with ideas and thinking about things. But I don't usually give myself that time. So I have a habit in place of 30 minutes of thought. That means I'm not listening to a podcast. I'm not watching TV. I'm not on the phone. I'm not texting. I'm not on Instagram or Pinterest or anything else. It could be 5 minutes in the bathroom and 5 minutes while I'm waiting for water to boil or any other thing like that to combine for 30 minutes. But that's just one thing that works for me. I've made it easier to think deeply because I went with a lot of years where my thoughts weren't really all that deep. I was thinking about Real Housewives. I was thinking about emails at work. Create an environment where it's easier. What is it that you need to have easier in your life? Create an environment where it's easier. Maybe you need to create an environment where it's easier to keep up with your housework. And so maybe that means before the TV goes on, you spend 10 minutes picking up anything or cleaning something. Create an environment where it's easier. One change that I made back in, July was ordering food, ordering pre-made food, because I found that it was just getting tricky with work and home and baby to cook healthy meals for myself on a regular basis. Now, that might not be your reality. It wasn't my reality before I had a new baby. So now I've made it easy for me to make great choices, because the only thing that you're going to see when you open up my fridge, aside from condiments and some Greek yogurt and midday squares, is pre-cooked grilled chicken, pre-cooked buffalo chicken, pre-cooked steak, pre-cooked broccoli, cauliflower rice, spaghetti squash, salmon. That is what is in there. And chicken thighs. That is what is in there. That hasn't always been what was required to make it easy. Sometimes for me, it was completely sufficient to do an hour or two of meal prep once a week, and that made it easier. There was a period of time too where it meant not, I used to notoriously like book meetings with clients and customers at times were really convenient for them that were inconvenient for me, like that 5 to 7 p.m. You know, my clients couldn't necessarily talk to me during their work hours. And so I was saying yes to taking calls between 5 and 7. And then I was always feeling like I didn't have time starting at 7:15 to cook dinner and want to clean up and all of that. So one of the things I did to make it easier at that phase of my life was stop taking any calls after 5:30, period. So it made things a little more challenging from a work standpoint, but it made my life and my health easier to optimize, and that comes first. So what do you need to do to make it more convenient. And it could be health. It could be food. It could be fitness. I keep now with the baby, I keep my kettlebells and a box in my living room. Is it cute? No. Does it make it easier for me to exercise? Yes. So we go with not cute. What does that look like for you? Maybe it means waking up an hour earlier. Another thing that I do that makes it easier for me is one of my meals every single day is a protein shake or mixing protein powder and probiotics into Greek yogurt, one or the other, usually the shake. That is one of the things that I do to make it easier and more convenient to eat healthy. How can you make it easier? How can I make it more convenient too? And don't start with all of these areas, start with one. Like thinking deeply. I shared a few months ago that I felt like breastfeeding is very expensive because while I'm nursing, I'm often scrolling on my phone and I was just impulse buying things, spending hours a day nursing. So I put something in place where I have to read 15 pages of a book before I can buy anything online. It's just part of how I make it easier to take care of my finances. The next part of this health in 100 words is be intentional. Don't just hope it happens. Guys, we all can do some improving in this area. Be intentional. Don't just hope it happens. Have a process. Have a structure. Sure, most of us want to be healthier, leaner, wealthier, more organized, whatever, but you can't just hope for it. You can't just wish for it. You can't even just think about it often. You need a process. You need structure around it. And that's why I recommend only starting with one thing at a time, because we don't need to try to put in 16 pieces of new stuff at once. For me, what helps me here is the Changemaker's Journal. Because of the way that it's structured, there's one primary goal, three action steps for that every day, life investments in at least three other areas, and a to-do list. So it helps me be very intentional. It is part of my process. Other parts of my process, like I said, are things like ordering pre-cooked food. That's not for everybody. It is not for me at certain times of my life. It is for me right now. Part of my process is having a shake in the morning. Part of my process is reading 15 pages before I can buy anything online. But have a process. Have a process. One of the things that's also a process for me is, and I think I talked about this maybe in episode 899. I'm pretty sure that's the episode number, 899. I measure things monthly. I measure my net worth monthly, and I go through all of that in 899. So if you're like looking for more of a process, go back to 899. What will being intentional look like for you? Remember, it's more than hoping, it's more than thinking about it, it's more than having a goal. The next one in this health in 100 words is chase what sets your heart on fire. And I want to spend some time here because I don't know about you, but this is one that I was like, nothing does. Nothing sets my heart on fire. And those kinds of things really frustrated me. So if you don't know what that is, I get it. But here's what I would say. Try things, experiment, and it'll also change. So what sets your heart on fire today isn't going to be the thing in 5 years, most likely. Or what you got excited about a year ago might not be the thing that really sets your heart on fire now. And if you don't know, that is where you start. That is not where you stop. I want to say that again, because that alone can change your life. I don't know is where you start. Never, ever, ever where you stop. Try different things. Experiment. Talk to other people. Right now, for me, what sets my heart on fire is growing my family and our homestead here, our house and property and all of that. A few years ago, that was not it. And a few years before that, I had no idea. So if you don't know, you better be in action. The next thing in this health in 100 words was seek out challenges. Stop looking for the easy way, right? Push yourself. It's not the goal that feels so amazing. It's the progress that feels really amazing. And I'm sure you've heard it said before. I'm sure I've said it here on the show. Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. Challenge yourself. be someone who looks to push themselves instead of looking for everything to be easy and resisting things that feel hard. Oh, it's too hard to be disciplined. It's too hard to follow through. It's so easy to make an excuse. Don't be the person that does the easy thing all the time. Challenge yourself. Look to challenge yourself. Every single day, seek out those opportunities. How and where will I challenge myself today? Control your attention. Oh my goodness. There's so much I love about all of these, but this is a huge one also. Control your attention. I ask my clients probably 1,000 times a day, are you focusing on the problem or the solution? And a lot of times when we're struggling, it's because we're focused on the problem. Or I'll ask them, are you focused on the past or the present? Control your attention. What is behind you is over. Stop bringing it forward. So many times people lead with the past as a prelude. It's not necessary. Leave it behind. Control your attention. Are you focused on who you want to be or who you don't want to be? Are you focused on your excuses or are you focused on what you can do to excel? But even beyond your own thoughts, control your attention in terms of, are you watching TV? Are you reading gossip magazines? Are you making memories? Are you checking out? Are you creating a life you want or are you observing somebody else's, fictional or not fictional? Control your attention. And he goes on to emphasize this and stop complaining and avoid people who do. It's true. It's true. Spend time outside. I used to be really bad at this. And one thing that has helped me a lot is having a baby, because vitamin D is something that you don't pass to babies in breast milk. So even if my vitamin D levels are really great, sort of going on an aside here, but it's related. Even if my vitamin D levels are really great, you don't pass vitamin D in the breast milk. And so a lot of pediatricians say, oh, you got to give your baby vitamin D drops, which is fine. But those oral vitamin D drops are nowhere near as effective as the vitamin D that is manufactured from skin and exposure to the sun. And so that has helped me be much more consistent about getting outside. But this is huge, not only from a health perspective, but also from a mental health perspective. There is an undeniable link between time spent outside and mood, depression, overall emotional health. We are not meant to be inside all the time, but you can't just like wing it and hope that it happens. I put this on my calendar. I really do. That's why I use the Changemakers Journal. My workout is on there. Getting outside for 15 minutes a day is out there. And sure, there are some days that it doesn't happen, but this is really, really important. Don't wing it. We are not meant to be inside all the time. Be intentional. Even if you're starting with 5 minutes a day, start there. 5 minutes a day. Take that phone call while you're outside. Scroll Facebook while you're outside. Eat your dinner outside. Walk to the mailbox. And then do it again, you know, make two passes back and forth, 5 minutes, but make it intentional. Spend time outside. Focus on what you can control. Look, you cannot control your boss, but you sure as heck can control which job you take and which job you leave and how intensely you pursue other options. You can't control your spouse, but you sure as heck can control how you show up as a spouse. One of the most unattractive traits in the world, in my opinion, is finger pointing, right? Failing to take responsibility. And it's because my kid's this. It's because my spouse doesn't support me. It's because my spouse eats differently. It's because my spouse isn't on board with getting out of debt. It's because my boss is overbearing and, whatever. Take responsibility. Focus on what you can control. You can't control the choices you made yesterday or for the last 10 years, but you absolutely can control the choices you make today. I love this next one. Avoid defining your health by any one number. And I would say avoid defining your life by any one number, like your weight or your income. Avoid defining success by any one number, like how much money you make. It's not just one number. And it's not just the things we can quantify numerically. It's not your annual income, your weight, the size inside your pants. Make sure you're looking at lots of numbers, but also make sure you're looking at the things you can't quantify, like how much fun you're having. And the strength of your relationships. And when you find something that you aren't satisfied with, like, oh gosh, how much fun I'm having, zero, stop dwelling on how pathetic that is. Stop the pity party and get into action to create the change that you want. optimize everything for consistency and stability. It's another thing of this 100 health in 100 words. Optimize everything for consistency and stability. I think that goes back to where we started. Make it convenient, make it accessible, create an environment in which it's easier to eat healthy, be active, think deeply, whatever it is. It's not about stringing together perfect days. It is about being consistent in days that are absolutely imperfect, but also absolutely actionable. Optimize everything for consistency and stability. So turn this into a question. How can I optimize for consistency with nutrition? How can I optimize for consistency with workouts? How can I optimize for consistency in improving my finances? Or how can I optimize for consistency in my marriage or as a parent or in the way I care for my home? What could that look like? Optimize everything, everything for consistency and stability. I could talk about this for a million years. I want to know what you think about it. If you're in the Primal Potential Facebook group, let me know which one of these things resonated most with you or where you're going to start. And if you're not in the Primal Potential Facebook group, join me over there. Health in 100 words. Create an environment in which it's easy to eat well, move often, sleep lots, think deeply, and create real connections. Be intentional. Don't just hope it happens. Chase what sets your heart on fire. Seek out challenges, feedback, and opportunities to serve something bigger than yourself. Respect your breath. Control your attention. Spend time outside. Recognize that health is a result of choices and luck. Focus on what you can control. Avoid defining it by any single number. Avoid fads and gurus. Avoid complaining and people that do. Optimize everything for consistency and sustainability. Treat yourself like someone who matters. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.